Okay, so we're holding in Klal Vav Din Hay. The Chafetz Chaim told us. Chafetz Chaim told us that there's three things. If a person is stuck in a situation where they're speaking lashon hara, so he says, of course, the right thing to do is to leave, or to to put your finger in your ears so that you don't hear the lashon hara. But if it's not possible, if a person feels he can't do that, he doesn't have the guts to put his finger in his ears in front of these people, so then if he stays in this place and he does three things, then he will save himself from the Isur D'oraisa, the Torah prohibition of hearing Lashon Hara. And the three things is, first of all, he has to make up in his mind, I'm not going to believe what's being said. The second is, I don't want to hear what's being said. I wish they would talk low that I wouldn't hear them. So you're not mechaving. And the third is that you're not allowed to show them any sign that it's okay with you, the fact that they're speaking Lashon Hara. Now, you can't smile or wink or show any kind of a sign it's okay with you that they're speaking Lashon Hara. Those are the three things that he says. These three things you have to do in order to avoid being over in Issa D'oraisa of Kabbalah Lashon Hara. And the question is, where does the Chafetz Chaim get this heter that if somebody is speaking Lashon Hara and I hear the Lashon Hara and it goes into my ears, so since I don't want to hear the Lashon Hara, so therefore, and I'm not happy about it, so therefore I'm not being over the Issa D'oraisa. I mean, the Chaira is like a person is blowing Shofar and I hear the Shofar and I say, I don't want to hear the Shofar, but I hear the Shofar. So by mitzvah, Tzrichas Kavana, so there is an opinion that if you have kavana, you don't want to be yotze the mitzvah, so then you won't be yotze the mitzvah. But if you just say, I don't mind being yotze the mitzvah, I just don't want to hear it. I wish they weren't blowing now. So what does that help? Where does the Chafetz Chaim get this principle that just because you don't want to do it, you don't want it, so therefore it would be muta? So Chafetz Chaim amazingly learns with us a sugya, which we'll go through a little quickly, in a sugya in Masechtas Pesachim. And that's found in the Be'er Mayim Chaim Sif Katan Yudalit. So he says, "Dovazet Tzorich LaHarchiv B'Biurai U'Me'es Hashem Avakesh Lo Yikoshel B'Dvar Halacha." And he asks of HaKadosh Baruch Hu a tefillah that he shouldn't stumble in halacha. So he says, the Gemara in Pesachim talks about Hanoa Habolo Lo'odam Bal Korchai, a forbidden pleasure that comes to a person Bal Korchai, knows against his will. Now, as the Gemara discusses the question of if a person is walking by a place where the Goyim are burning an incense for the Avodah Zarah, and he does not have any interest in that incense. So it comes out at the end of the sugya, we'll skip about 20 lines, but he says it comes out from the end of this sugya that if you're low mechaving, you're not interested in enjoying this smell, and v'lo efsher, and you don't have an opportunity to avoid it. So if you're lo efsher v'lo kamechavin, then in that case, it's permitted for you to walk by that place. In other words, I have to get somewhere. The only way I can get there is through this place. So I'm not efsher. I don't have another eitzah how to avoid it, and I'm not intending to benefit from the smell of the avodah zarah. So therefore, it's muta, even though l'maisa seemingly the smell is going into the person. So Bemes, the question is, I l'chayra, what happened to the rule of even if a person is not mechavein, but if it's a psik reisha, if it's clear that it's going to happen, then there's no hetervein miskavein. The person wants to walk on Shabbos and he walks on the grass, and it's possible that grass will not be torn when he walks, then he's allowed to walk because he has no intention to tear the grass. But let's say he's wearing cleats on his shoes, and he knows it's going to tear the grass. He's brushing his hair, and he knows that hair is going to come out. So then, even if you're not mechaven, it's still forbidden because it's a psikresha. If it's you know it's going to happen, so it's forbidden. So over here, I know it's going to happen. I'm walking through this area. I'm going to smell the avodah zarah. I know it's going to happen, and therefore the charit should be aser. So the question is, what is the answer to that question? So he brings down a Chachmas Adam, which seemingly makes a lot of sense what the Chachmas Adam is saying, However, the Chafetz Chaim disagrees 100% with the opinion of the Chochmas Sadam, and he shows it from the Shach and Taismus and others. So the Chochmas Sadam says, he brings down in the Hagah on the bottom of page Kuf Chaf Ches, so he says, V'zeh l'shoinei, also l'shmoya ha'kli shir, you're not allowed to listen to the musical instruments of the church, u'l'hariyah ha'reyach, or to smell this incense, u'l'estakel b'noya, or to notice the beauty of their Avodah Zarah, v'kolshkim Avodah Zarah atzma, surely in the Avodah Zarah itself, not just the house of worship, v'imtzarech leilich derech sham, and if he has to go that way, ye'atem oznav, he should plug his ears, v'yatzem einav, and he should close his eyes, v'yistom nechirav, and he should close his nostrils, shelo yene, that he shouldn't benefit, v'af agav deinu miskaven, even though he doesn't intend, he's not interested in this benefit, kiven da'av psikresha, since it's for sure going to happen, so if it's for sure going to happen, it's forbidden. Ube miskaven, and if you have an interest, you want to smell the Avodah Zarah, also afil ein lo derech acher, then even if there's no way, it's forbidden. So the Chachos Adam seems to be saying that the heter to walk through this place where they're burning incense is taka only by taka stuffing your nose. That's the only way to do it. So he says, the Chafetz Chaim says it's a tema, because the Shach says that we're talking about a case sheyuchalatom oznav, that you could plug your ear and you could close your eyes and you could close your nose, and therefore it's permitted. So if the Chacham Sadam is correct, so the Shach shouldn't say, since you could do it, he should say, and you have to. Not since you could. He should say more, you have to. And therefore, the Chafetz Chaim continues with other rayas, and therefore the Chafetz Chaim says that avada, there's a very big chilek between when a person does an avera with an act or a person does an avera without an act. When a person is just smelling the Avodah Zarah, he's not doing anything. It's just the smell is going into him. There, even if it's a psikresha, since you have no intent, it's mutter. However, if it's something where you're doing an act, and the act is a psikresha, then it's forbidden. However, why does the Shach say, since you could plug your nose, what do you have to come on to that? Even if you can't plug your nose. We're saying there's a chilek between if you are doing an act, it's forbidden, psikresha, if you don't do an act, then a psikresha is permitted. So the Chafetz Chaim explains that the pshat is that if I walk into an area where there's a smell of Avodah Zarah and I don't have the ability to close my nose, then the walking in is considered an act of going to benefit from Avodah Zarah. But since when you walk there, you could plug your nose, so the walking cannot be defined as an Iser, as an act of an Iser, because the walking doesn't mean that's in the Misa, I could plug my nose. So therefore, even if you don't plug your nose, the walking is not considered an Iser, because you could not smell, and therefore there's no halacha psikresha when it's something which is not considered an act. So if when you go there, it's going to have to be, then the act is the going. That's the Iser. Then there's an Iser psikresha. But if the act that you're doing does not mean by definition that it has to happen, could be you won't. Could be you'll plug your ears. Could be you'll close your eyes. You'll close your ears. So therefore, the walking is not considered an avera of going and taking the benefit. It's just, it's happening. If it happens by itself, on the other, there's a heter, even if it's a psikresha. And that's why it's amazing to see how the Chafetz Chaim is medagdek in his lashon, and he makes a distinction, which Be'ezus Hashem, we hope we'll see on Sunday.
Rabbi, shouldn't his not plugging his nose make it worse? Since he's mamish.